Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, after officially discontinuing the iMac Pro, Apple has also discontinued certain models of the 21.5-inch iMac. This comes as rumors of an upgrade continue to surface, bringing an all-new design and Apple Silicon on the inside. Earlier this month, a person familiar with Apple's supply chain reported that the company had stopped producing the 512GB and 1TB SSD configurations of the iMac 4K. These are the options that have now been officially removed from Apple's website. So this means the 21.5-inch iMac is now only available with 256GB SSD and 1TB Fusion Drive configurations. The 512GB and 1TB SSD options are gone. The last update to the 21.5-inch iMac line in early 2019 came with 8th generation Intel processors, new storage options, and improved graphics. We can't say we recommend buying the 21.5-inch iMac right now, especially with a Fusion Drive on the inside. And buying a Mac with a 256GB SSD is a very limiting factor. So with all of this having been said, an iMac redesign with Apple Silicon inside is believed to be coming soon, and the continued paring down of the iMac lineup could be more evidence that the new iMacs are coming sooner rather than later. In other news today, a new analyst note from Wedbush, based on supply chain research, indicates that the iPhone 13 is on track to launch as usual in September. Last year, of course, supply chain disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic saw Apple break its traditional routine and release new iPhones in October and November instead of September. 2020 was the first year that Apple did not launch a single new iPhone model in September, a trend that had otherwise been maintained since the iPhone 4S in 2011. But this year, it looks like things are getting back to normal. Wedbush says that supply chain research indicates that the iPhone 13 lineup is planned for a release in the third week of September. The report does caution that Apple could make some changes to the devices that push at least certain models out until early October. But regardless, it doesn't look like things will be delayed nearly as far out as the iPhone 12 series was. The iPhone 13 is expected to feature various feature upgrades, including a high refresh rate display, a smaller notch, and improved cameras. The iPhone 13 is also believed to be available in a 1TB storage option for the first time. We expect iPhone 13 rumors to continue to gain steam as we approach this fall's release, so be sure to stay tuned for more throughout the rest of the year. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful, Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, the iPad, and the iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can edit your writing anytime and any place with iCloud syncing that keeps everything in check. Users can also publish their writing conveniently from within Ulysses to various blogging platforms complete with images, tags, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and most recently, micro.blog. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively start using Ulysses for 3 months for free at the link in the show notes below or by heading to ulysses.app/promo/9to5Mac. After that, it's just $5 per month or $40 for the whole year. There's also even lower prices for students. Whenever people ask me about my favorite apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, Ulysses is at the top of the list. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. A new report from Bloomberg today says that the HomePod Mini includes a secret sensor that is designed to measure the current temperature and humidity of the room the HomePod Mini is in. It seems like this sensor could be activated through a software update to provide new functionality to HomePod Mini users. There are currently a variety of HomeKit products on the market that can measure room temperature, but it would of course be more convenient for HomeKit users if the HomePod Mini could do it itself. The temperature sensor is apparently placed away from the main electronics in the HomePod Mini, near the power cable in the rear plastic of the unit. which is a design decision that makes sense if the sensor is there to measure the temperature and humidity of the room. If it was a safety sensor to detect overheating of the HomePod Mini itself, it would be placed closer to the other internal components. Like existing HomeKit sensors that can measure temperature, an Apple user could use automations that fire when the temperature changes based on the HomePod Mini, such as turning on a fan when the room gets too hot. But as it stands right now, the HomePod Mini does not report temperature metrics to HomeKit, and the sensor is essentially just sitting there. Bloomberg believes that this sensor could be enabled through a software update to help bolster the HomePod Mini's appeal as a smart home gadget. But it's quite strange for this sensor to just be sitting there unused, with Apple having never mentioned it or enabled any features that take advantage of it. One possibility could be that Apple is working on updates to the Home application to better take advantage of these features before enabling the sensor in the HomePod. But it's also possible that Apple has already made its decision to just leave this sensor there unused. Finally, the Bloomberg report also mentions that Apple still lacks a unifying strategy internally around its smart home efforts after discontinuing the larger HomePod earlier this month. The company is reportedly working on new speakers with screens and cameras, but nothing is expected to launch in the near future. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.